What's the yoga? Again, we put these three questions. What is the aim? What is the instrument? And what is the process? The aim of Bhakti Yoga is to discover the divine love. The divine love, not love as we understand it. The divine love. The divine bliss. Because the origin of divine love is divine bliss, ananda. To discover the divine ananda and to enjoy the divine ananda. In Karma Yoga we saw that we normally like to enjoy the fruits of our action. So there was an element of enjoyment which we were told don't enjoy. Now we are told in Bhakti Yoga enjoy. Our aim is enjoy, but enjoy what? Not the fruits of action. Enjoy the divine love. To be in the embrace of the divine forever and ever and ever. That is the aim of Bhakti Yoga. To enjoy. That is a true enjoyment. That is why in Ishopanishad there is a very nice sentence. Tena tyaktena bunjithaha. By renouncing it, you enjoy. You renounce this enjoyment of the fruits of action. And then you enjoy the Supreme Divine. You renounce, this enjoyment you renounce. When you do that properly, you will enjoy the divine love. So that is the aim. Bhakti Yoga is to discover the divine love, divine bliss, and to enjoy that divine love and bliss. This is the aim of Bhakti Yoga. Bhaktas are supposed to be madmen because when they really realize there is a madness and ecstasy, the joy which is so immeasurable, the brain itself begins to be completely quiet. Brain has no place in that joy. One dances and dances and dances. That's why many real bhaktas cannot but dance. Many bhaktas cannot but create. All kinds of artistic creations come out of the great love. In fact, all artists are basically bhaktas. All artists, all of you are artists, I know. And therefore, you are actually following the path of bhakti. All of you are in search of the divine creation. Your little artistic pieces are only little efforts. But when you reach the culmination of it, you can create the whole universe. Because the divine creates the universe out of his great ecstasy. As Sri Aurobindo says, his whole world is a laughter of Shiva. He laughs and the whole world is created. The whole world is a laughter. It is to discover this and to enjoy it. That is the aim of Bhakti Yoga. What is the instrument? The instrument is emotion. Not the body, not the mind, not the desire, not the intellect, but emotion. What is the process? Our emotions which are at present tied to small little things. This relationship or that relationship, this little thing to be enjoyed or that little thing to be enjoyed, you turn all these emotions to the supreme object of love, the one that is really worthy of love. All other things are only tidbits of life. The real thing to be enjoyed is the supreme Krishna, the delight of delight, the universal and the transcendental, the one being that's the source of all joy, an inexhaustible joy. So turn all your attention from these little things and pour all your love, all your emotions. If you are angry, be angry with the Lord. If you are happy, be happy in the company of the Lord. If you are in a mood to fight, fight with the Lord. If you want to obey somebody, obey the Lord. If you want to serve somebody, serve the Lord. All your emotions, whatever emotions you have, you just pour them on the supreme object of love. And then by doing this you'll find that divine response. And that's a miracle. It's not only yours, on your part you go on thinking of God and loving Him. You find that He loves you much more than you love Him. Much more passionately. As Sri Aurobindo says, Bhakta discovers that the Divine pursues him more passionately than you can pursue him. He loves you so much as nobody in the world can love you. And these are not illusions, these are real facts. He himself manifests. If you read the poems of Mirabai, for example, the dance that bursts out in her body when she sees Sri Krishna and finds Sri Krishna in passionate love of Mirabai himself. That love, imperishable love, unfailing love, you then realize that all what we call human love is bitter at the end. This is Sri Aurobindo's words. All human love is basically, ultimately bitter. Although while drinking it, it is very sweet. But when you analyze it, when you go to the depth of human, as long as it is human, unless you turn into the divine, if you turn the human love into the divine, then it is immortal. So, Bhakti Yoga consists of turning human love into divine love. This is a real process. In this process, there are three basic steps. Three basic steps. Straining yourself towards the divine. Striving. Second, the experience that you are separated from your beloved. You do not find him. You are striving after him. You don't find him. But sometimes he appears just for a little while. But that little while is so powerful that all the other moments you feel you are separated from him. Because everything becomes dry. That one moment when the divine appeared and touched you, the ecstasy of it was so great that all other moments are felt to be dry desert. So the process of bhakti yoga consists of striving even in that condition. And the ultimate is the union. You receive Him, you obtain Him, attain Him. You allow that love to manifest through you. You become the brazier of that love, a powerful instrument of that love. Thereafter, wherever you see, everything is love. There is nothing which is bitter. Even bitterness itself becomes the divine. It is said of Mirabai that she was asked, she was sent a glass of poison. Her brother-in-law was very much opposed to her. So to get rid of her, one day the brother-in-law sent to her a glass of poison. And as usual, for Mirabai, everything was to be offered to the divine. She did not know it was a glass of poison. She offered it to the divine and said, first you drink and then I'll drink. That was her sadhana of bhakti. You drink first, then I drink it. And when she drank, she danced. The poison had become nectar. The touch of the divine love was a touch of nectar. This is the power of the divine love. When you reach that stage, even if poison is poured on you, it becomes nectar. Because everything is the divine nectar in this world. That is the power and magic efficacy of divine love. That is how many great bhaktas have been able to bear the torture, great torture, because they see the divine embrace in every torture. And that is really a fact. So this is the process of bhakti yoga. In a sense, it has no process. To strive and strive again and to be mad after the divine and then to enjoy the madness of the divine, that is the process. That is bhakti yoga. Alright, so we have now done all the important systems of yoga. Now we shall see what is integral yoga. Alright, this is all to explain only one word in that first line of the second paragraph of the synthesis of yoga. Alright.